Investigators with the Wounded Knee Legal Defense Office Committee, and we understand that you have something to do with heading up the Special Police Force.
I am the state's attorney of Hughes County. By statute, the state's attorney is the head law enforcement officer of the county. So I guess they have something to do with it. I am not in the habit of going out and playing fast. This is statutory requirement, so I do have supervisory obligation over all of the law enforcement.
And did you help design and set up the special task force?
Well, what do you mean that I didn't help design and set it up?
Well, we're interested in knowing something about the task force. The task force doesn't seem to know very much about itself,
well,
including
what
who their boss is.
Don't come around. I do not have any defense attorneys come in and ask me generally about the police department or the sheriff's office. I mean, if you have specific questions as a defense attorney, if a defense attorney wants to come in and ask me specific questions with regard to something that is connected with a criminal case, I'll give him everything that he wants. But to just come in and generally say, you know, how do you run your police department, or how do you run your sheriff's office, I don't think that's a proper question for a defense attorney or anyone else. Like if you have, as a citizen, a question with regard to the validity of specific acts that any of these people perform, I certainly will tell you whether or not I believe it, or if they are doing something that you believe is illegal, I will take all positive steps to correct them.
Okay, we're not coming in and asking you how you run your police force. We want to know about a special task force which was set up to deal with our client's trial. Well, according to one of the people in it is, right? Okay, well, this is the assumption that we've been going under. We'd like to clear these things up if it's not true.
This is something that has been planned for some time. Now, are you an attorney by the way?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then it's not your clients, right?
Yes, they are our clients. I've been told by the attorney for these clients that we are under the same attorney-client privilege that the attorney is as investigators and legal workers on the case.
But it's fine. I don't mind telling you. This is something that we planned at some time. As far as setting up the employee force. Because we cannot have sufficient law enforcement trained personnel full time on duty to be able to last summer we had to use the fire department for traffic didn't have any serious fires. We had had a fire during the same period that we were using the fire department for traffic control. This is something, this is just an example. These are things that, something that we've been looking at. This, the fact that, that this crime it made it easier to get people and get funds. It's not something that's set up specifically for this crime.
In other words, the special police are just basically an auxiliary part-time
reserve force. They're a reserve force. They're fully trained. They've been fully police certification. They're trained for them. Fully certified. They are deputy sheriffs. They use training. They don't work. They have other jobs. What they are is they're available in emergency situations.
Okay, are they the same people that are being used to do the security work at the courthouse? Okay, are there other people who are doing the security work at the courthouse besides people in this task force?
I'm not going to tell you everything that's going on at the courthouse. This is, I mean, there's certain parts, I mean, I don't know what your attorney has told you, and I'm interested in what he's told you at all. But there are certain, all, like I said, I'll tell you with regard to, if you have an allegation of illegality, I'll explain it, or I'll either explain why I think it's legal, or I will stop it.
Yeah, we would like to know who then in this county can tell us something about the task force.
I don't think anyone has to tell you anything about the task force, is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm saying that they are just, they are reserved police officers. They are trained deputy, trained and certified deputy sheriffs who use in Stanley County.
Which is why we've also heard that Sheriff Walden has some sort of advisory capacity.
Right, he's the sheriff. They're all deputy sheriffs.
Is there any other head of the task force, the member of the task force who's in charge of it?
I'm not going to tell you anything more about this. I mean, if you, like I said, I'm not going to tell you all about our police department, our sheriff's department. These people are certified law officers. What they do is,
a citizen has a right to know about the operation of a police department.
Okay, what do you want to know about the police department?
I want to know who's in charge of it. I want to know why they were set up.
No, just knock it off. I am the head law enforcement of Hughes County. Frank Weldon is the sheriff of Hughes County. I've told you who they are and what they do. They do whatever is necessary for law enforcement in Hughes County. And they do it in a legal manner. That's all they have to know.
Okay, I'd love to know the nature of their training.
Their training was at the police academy, the regular police certification training.
Can you tell us what that is?
I don't know. I'm not aware of what the training program is. This is set up by the state DCI. Basically,
is this the training center under the
right? They are the ones who set up the certification for all law enforcement personnel in the state of California.
Have they had any kind of riot training?
I don't know. What do you mean riot training? I suppose that this is part of riot control. I mean, they're not trained in rioting, no. They have riot control. I presume that that is part of the certification of all police officers. Yes, they take the same program.
And was there any one person who was in charge of setting up their training, do you know?
I don't think this, plus, if you really want to know, I don't think that this is part, you know, if you're wounded in the illegal offense, I don't know, if you represent the committee does not represent clients to begin with. If there is an attorney, I don't know, who is the attorney?
Mark Lane.
Is he, he's not the attorney of record?
Yes, he is.
Is he the attorney of record now?
He's the attorney of record for all of the Custer cases.
Okay, who is he associated with as local counsel?
We haven't got a local counsel yet.
He's not attorney of record.
Well, he's on the record, and
well,
when any...
he may be on your record, but he's not...
No, he's on the court record.
He's on all the pretrial motion records.
He was not here for any pretrial
motion. No, that's true.
Before Judge Fauchon.
Not the ones before Judge Fauchon. He was...
the only ones that we have here. The only, that's the only one that I know anything about. I don't know anything about the other country trial. I know the only... John Carlson. It's one specific defendant who's going to be tried here. That's all I know about the whole Custer trial. I don't want to know anything about it. It's not my business to know anything about the specifics of this. I'm here only in the capacity of Hughes County. Hughes County is merely the receptacle on this thing. We have no choice. We didn't ask for it. It just came here. We've got it. It's our obligation to see that John Carlson gets the fairest possible trial. This is all that I'm interested in. I don't want to know facts. I don't want to know what Custer County or Attorney General's office or whoever is going to prosecute this thing is going to do. It's not my business. If they wanted me to know, I really wouldn't. I would tell them that I'm not interested in what they, other than how it affects us at Hughes County allowing the trial to go on in a judicial manner.
As the head law enforcement officer, what kind of preparations have been made to see that that's done?
What type of preparations are to see that? The preparations are such that we want to see that this trial is handled the same as any federal trial. That is, that there's going to be the least amount of interference with the judicial process. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. We try criminal cases. I tried a jury trial last Friday. I don't know, Thursday and Friday. There were at most maybe a dozen people in the gallery at any one time, down to two or three. I don't know. Nobody did anything. As far as I know, that's what's going to happen here. I do know that there's a hell of a lot more interest in it because you got more people in town than were interested in this last criminal trial. Okay. But I don't know. I don't know what to expect. As far as I'm concerned, the trial's going to go on like any other trial.
Well, who set up the security in the courthouse, and was that set up for this trial?
It was set up by the order of the court. The court has issued certain guidelines, we are a Hughes County, let's say, responsible only for carrying out the guidelines of the court.
That was Judge Miller.
Now, there is an order.
Judge Fauchon made the order?
There is an order within the Sixth Circuit which allows security throughout the entire Sixth Circuit. There's an order which is signed by Judge Jones, and presiding judge, and also Judge Miller in this area, which allows for security precautions. It's basically the same type of security which is allowed by the order of presiding judge in the Second Circuit. This is not, once again, specifically for this trial, it's a standing order in the entire Sixth Circuit.
But Judge Fauchon's order had to be specific for this trial. He's not
Judge
a local
Fauchon,
judge.
Now, Judge Fauchon has requested certain things to be available to him. I'm not going to tell you what he's requested. That's his
Is the sheriff in charge of providing whatever the judge requests? In other words, a certain number of people, if that's what he requests?
We have a certain number of people available, and the judge requests something through myself and the sheriff. We try to get it done. I guess it's just like anyone else. Any visiting judge may come into here or use kind of prior to the case, and we always have just coming in and find cases from out of country. We have murder trials out
Does Hughes County have a tactical squad? Do you have anything comparable to the Sioux Falls tactical squad?
Plus, this isn't a legitimate question as far as, you're either here to get something with regard to this trial, or you're not. Are you here with regard to finding out something for John Carlson? Do you represent, are you investigators for John Carlson?
Yes, we are.
Okay, then, let's stick with the case then.
Well, no. Obviously, we're not going to ask you questions about the case. You're not the prosecutor with that case.
What are you worried about for Mr.
John Carlson's safety, his physical safety?
His physical safety is paramount in my planning.
And we would like to know what kind of planning that is, since the police chief has informed us that firearm sales in Pierre and Fort Pierre have doubled in the last month. He's informed us of that, and yet he's refused to allow us to have firearms permits to protect ourselves and our office and our home. We've gotten an amazing amount of threats.
A member of the police department and a member of the sheriff's department both tried to illegally enter our house last week.
I'm not aware of that, no.
Perhaps you were the proper person for us to approach with that, too, because they did it in conjunction with Assistant Attorney General William Jackler. They tried to enter our house without a warrant, and we're almost stopped because our attorney was at the door.
Did they make an attempt to enter the house at all? Did they go in the house at all?
No, we wouldn't let them.
They forcibly held the door open and tried to get in.
Forcibly held the door open. What do you mean?
They knocked at the door.
Mr. Jackler held the door open. They had not asked to come in. They merely opened the door as though to come in. Mr. Lane was there barring their way.
All right.
Did they
in any way use any force to try to enter after, other than opening the door?
No, wait a minute. Let me finish. Mr. Lane told Mr. Jackler to release the door. Deputy Sheriff Marceau, as Mr. Lane reached for the door, said, "I wouldn't do that," in a very threatening manner. Now, that was the extent of the force. Nevertheless,
in other words, no one tried to enter the door. All Mr. Marceau told him to do was not to grab Mr. Jackler.
No, not to touch the door.
Which Mr. Jackler was holding
touch the door.
Well, they were on the way into the house when
well,
Mr. Lane.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, they made the move to come in,
they,
yes.
They opened the door, possibly to talk to someone. I don't know. I'm not going to.
I was right behind Mr. Lane, and they made the move to come in.
No one attempted to get in the door.
Well, how can you say that?
What did they do?
Walking toward the door is not making an attempt. I mean, if they're out here, and they have 3 feet to walk to the door, and the only reason that they don't get through the door is because there's someone standing at the door entrance, that doesn't mean they don't make an attempt to get in. They made an attempt to get in. They came walking right toward the door.
Did they leave when they were asked?
No, they did not. They were told 3 times to take... Mr. Jackler was told to take his hand off the door 3 times by Mr. Lane. He refused to do it. That was when Mr. Lane tried to reach the door handle and pull it shut. He said I'm going to shut this door.
Who said that?
Mark Lane. And Marceau said, "I wouldn't do that if I were you."
Did Marceau or the police officer attempt to open the house?
Well, other than the fact that they walked.
Other
than the fact that they walked to the door.
In other words, if they wanted to walk to the door and knock at the door and ask for someone, they had to walk to the door.
No. I mean, after the door was open, they started walking to the door as though to come in. I was right behind Mark Lane when that happened. And they started walking right to the...
I have talked to sheriff's office that they did not go to any residence unless they had a warrant or legal papers to serve.
They had neither.
I said that since this has happened, that I have talked to them, I have told them that this was not to happen under any circumstances. I mean, there's nothing preventing them, there's nothing keeping them from going to the door, and it's asking for information. They are not to enter any place, attempt to enter or make any request to enter. That's when after they are refused. Anyone on Title One or legal papers to serve. That's what I have told them. That's my wishes that I'm going to do this, the wishes I'm for.
Okay. Just wanted to register.
Well, I appreciate that, and I can guarantee you that anyone who does it again won't be a police officer in this town.
Okay.
It's that simple. Either they won't be or I won't be, because I won't stay for it. I don't know if they have heard this thing.
What's our other question?
Besides being illegal?
Well, I have had some people. As far as your safety goes, if you have any fears for your safety or your client's safety, that's the last thing that I want to have.
Perhaps another thing we should tell you.
Anything that would be able to anyone connected to this crime. And it is fine. All I want is for this file to go off like any other trial in this town. You know, nothing personal, but for them, for you and your defendants and everyone else, they clear the hell out. Now, you're welcome to come back in as individuals, but I don't, you know, I'm just talking in official capacity. All I want is the most normal possible trial, and to have it go.
Okay.
If any reason for you to feel for your safety, I'll see what something's done. Is there any specific thing that you're afraid of this kind of person?
Well, the chief of police told us that it was his opinion that, that she said some cowboys over the port.
Yeah,
was
it? That's it's got no idea what it's talking about. As far as I'm concerned, it's
okay,
the same thing that I
hear
every time I have a criminal trial. I've yet to send anyone to the penitentiary and say, I'm going to get you a USOB. This is usually this time.
But we talk about it in the light of some experiences we've had elsewhere. For instance, at Sioux Falls only a couple of weeks ago when bricks were thrown through the front window of our residence. People have made threats against the committee before and have taken action on it.
Well, all I can say is that anyone who does anything or any of the time you have any reason to fear that protect you or
well, the fear is a constant fear. We've certainly heard enough threats on AIM generally, although...
When AIM is on the trial, you're not concerned with that.
Well, tell some of the people in, peer that.
I'm not. The only one we're concerned about that I'm concerned about is the jury trial. And AIM has nothing to do. I'm the only person that's on trial is Bill McCarthy.
Well, the point is that there may be AIM people who will be in town. Their safety will certainly also be a problem.
Certainly it will. That's the one thing I'm sure they're concerned about, safety being people. I'm sure concerned about safety of local people and AIM people. I don't want any trouble. That's my position. I don't want any trouble at all. Because any damn trouble that happens during this thing falls on me, and I don't need it. Doesn't increase my salary a damn bit. I got, as you can see by this mess, I'm going to keep me busy with what I've got. I don't need any additional stuff. So all I want is that we come in and get a fair trial, and I'm over it. And if people want to come back as citizens and do anything you want, you're more than welcome. We don't intend to. Issue of any particular thing. We have no issue with any of those that we're just here.